The immunome. Could an immune breakthrough help explain ME/CFS and long COVID? By Court Johnson, March 4th, 2025. Quote, "It is startling that here we are in 2024, recognizing how critical our immune system is for protecting us against infections and major diseases. Yet, we have no informative clinical test to get at it. We definitely need a means for assessing our immune system." End quote. Eric Topol, July 2024. Quote, "The paper provides a first proof of concept, a stepping stone towards a full immunome." End quote. Eric Topol, February 2025. Topol first wrote about the need for an immunome, a way to assess all immune system components together, last July. He noted other studies that were beginning to grasp the immunogen, but all involved techniques that were too expensive to be used in the clinic. Not so with this latest technique, which offers the potential of an inexpensive way to chart the immunome, hence Topol's title, the first diagnostic immunome. Topol called the study, quote, "disease diagnostics using machine learning of B-cell and T-cell receptor sequences," end quote, which appeared in the Science journal Extraordinary, and said it was co-authored by a who's who list of immunologists and rheumatologists. The study assessed the receptors or antennae found on T and B cells. Because these receptors track and need to keep up with every pathogen, vaccination, autoimmune response, and toxic exposure our cells are exposed to, they provide a living encyclopedia of our immune history. To respond to the many factors that our immune systems are exposed to, though, these receptors must be extremely nimble. That means they quickly rearrange their genes or mutate in order to keep up with the bombardment of insults to which our immune systems are exposed. That complexity has made sequencing them difficult, if not impossible, to assess until now. Not surprisingly, it's artificial intelligence that's making the impossible possible. Topol noted that Sarah Teichman at the University of Cambridge stated, quote, "This is a one-shot sequencing approach that captures everything that your immune system has been exposed to," end quote. The researchers, led by Maxim Zaslavsky, used a process called MALID, Machine Learning for Immunological Diagnosis. The study, which included nearly 600 individuals with a variety of conditions, hospitalized with acute COVID, autoimmune type 1 diabetes, HIV, 37, a recent flu shot, and healthy controls, sequenced the two parts of B and T cells, the heavy chain of the B cell receptor and the beta chain of the T cell receptor, that play a critical role in recognizing immune insults or antigens and binding to them so that the immune system can respond in tens of millions of T and B cells. The authors used three different analytic models to assess the data. They found that T-cell receptor analysis was the best at predicting lupus and type 1 diabetes, while B-cell receptor sequences were best at identifying HIV, SARS-CoV-2 infection, or recent influenza vaccination. Combining these different models together to create an ensemble model was most effective. The study results shot off the charts with its ability to essentially classify everyone correctly. That's an unheard-of diagnostic effectiveness. The test's ability to accurately assess disease specificity and sensitivity was lower. 93% were accurately assessed as healthy or not, and 87.5% were accurately determined to have the correct disease. While some healthy people were assessed to have an autoimmune disease, Topol noted that these people could be vulnerable to an autoimmune condition. Topol's talk with the lead authors found that they've done sequencing in many more people with autoimmune conditions and that the tests have provided illuminating insights into therapies. Plus, when they become available, the tests should be inexpensively done at scale in batches with quick turnarounds. the ability of this technique to subcategorize disease states at the molecular level could be particularly helpful in heterogeneous diseases like ME/CFS, FM, and long COVID. One of the co-authors, Boyd, noted that even autoimmune diseases have subsets that are significantly different at a biological or molecular level. Boyd told Science Daily, quote, MALID could help us identify subcategories of particular conditions that could give us clues to what sort of treatment would be most helpful for someone's disease state, end quote. We've already seen that although Gulf War illness and ME/CFS look the same in some ways, they are very different creatures indeed. A similar revolution in botanical classification took place with the advent of genetic analysis. Some plants put into families based on their appearance turned out not to be related at all, and plant classification was fundamentally changed. Topol also noted that the use of a large language AI model called ESM2 played a critical role in the study. While the study was a bit contrived because the authors used a limited number of conditions to test the model on, the authors stated that much progress had been achieved since the paper had been written. Topol envisaged integrating the T and B cell findings with other immune system findings, such as autoantibodies, virus and pathogen exposure, flow cytometry, T cell functional assays, interferon, HLA typing, etc., to create a full picture of the immunome. This seems eminently possible given the dramatic uptick in our ability to assess large amounts of data. The limiting factor doesn't appear to be on the analytic side, but on our ability to gather all the data, i.e., to get the funding to gather as much data as possible from as many people as possible. Indeed, Topol stated that this new technique was perfect for understanding mysterious, complicated diseases like long COVID, and thanks to Mark Kamazin's question to ME/CFS and post-infectious diseases like post-treatment Lyme disease, or PTLD. Topol stated that not only that diagnosing and following individuals with long COVID is an exemplar for how this could be applied, but that it could also be used for testing the effectiveness of treatments. Applications to ME/CFS and other post-infectious illnesses. When ME/CFS advocate Mark Kamazant asked if this approach could be applied to ME/CFS, Topol called it, quote, definitely a perfect application for ME/CFS, end quote, and responded similarly to a question regarding post-Lyme disease treatment syndrome, PLDTS. The approach could also be used to uncover what's gone wrong in post-vaccination syndrome and who is at risk for it. Mark Kamazant noted that the study originated at Stanford and that Paul Utz, who is studying ME/CFS and is the co-leader of the Recover Long COVID program at Stanford, was a co-author. This technology will take some time to become available, but it shows that we live in exciting times, with artificial intelligence enabling medical research in so many ways. Who knows what's around the corner? The study was heavily funded by the NIH, 20 grants, as well as other grants and philanthropic support. Topol, who has been quite critical of the NIH, nevertheless decried the recent changes occurring at it, the CDC, the FDA, and the Department of Health and Human Services, calling it, quote, dark times for biomedicine, end quote. Topol citing the marked acceleration of progress that is occurring due in part to AI, said he had not lost optimism. Thanks for listening.